The 6th of September 2020, my name is Perry and this is Lying Face Thumbs Up Light Skin Tone episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Why is Racism Not Cool Anymore? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Why do white people, if possible, believe that racism as a whole is over, and that the success of a black American is not a sign that racial barriers are no longer there? While many white people believe that belief since Obama became president can apply not only to black Americans, but also to the general public, with the belief that the racists are over. When Steve McQueen's visually stunning film hit theaters, some critics argued that their understanding of the history of slavery allowed racism to be a thing of the past for today's life, time. We already know that the slave heritage has been fed into what is considered systemic racism, and there is no need to revisit America's sordid history to understand how racism took root here. If you consider yourself intolerant of racism and resent the video of George Floyd pleading for mercy, speak to yourself. If you want to distance yourself from racist individuals and systems that keep them at the top of the hierarchy, you have to fight them. You may not be racially biased, but knowing black people does not stop you from discriminating or challenging racist practices. Racism means sticking to policies and practices, and to say you can't be racist denies the wider social context in which you live. The question may seem innocuous, but it can make a black person feel like they're exhibited animal, while the offender would probably not have asked a person of any other race. One of the great things about being white is that you know what racism feels like at the end of the day. Racism is a mechanism for maintaining an imbalance of power, which makes it easier to be racist toward white people than to tell a racist joke about a white person. You will never behave like that, but everyone can hear and tell jokes about white people if they want to. Orc, burn like a goblin in the sun, but don't think of me as a racist, and I won't even burn you like an orc, please don't. For example, the mere fact of blackness continues to have a measurable effect on the ability to get a job. But most Americans see racist as a grave indictment of moral failure, and that is a thing of the past. It still exists, it still works as an individual and it works to exacerbate inequality, but that's it. In one study, researchers sent 5,000 resumes to help search notices in the Chicago area. The Red Cross tried to help, but struggled with the city's deep-seated racism. Housing construction is restricted because of racial agreements that prevent whites from selling their homes to blacks, Professor Jackson said. The average income rate and home ownership are also below the average for black Portlanders. According to a 2014 study of the city's housing market by the University of Oregon's Center for Housing Research, blacks in the greater Portland area are disadvantaged compared to their white counterparts in other major U.S. cities. Many of these differences stem from how schools, police, hospitals, and other institutions deal with the serious consequences of black people. Black people make up less than 10% of the Portland public school system's population, but when they get involved, they are more likely to carry these consequences into their lives. We can implement policies that change the way people are treated after they are incarcerated and reduce the negative consequences of these encounters. I argue that the rapid demographic change that has resulted from migration over the past decade has forced a growing number of music professionals to think about other meanings of race and negotiate their own relationships with anti-racism. The rise of populist movements, many of which are openly racist, has made racialized social relations more visible than ever, and we can no longer deny the problem. European society, racialized communities of non-white people who were born and grew up in predominantly white European societies, are beginning to address and respond to the consequences of their own racialization. The hit U.S. comedy on Netflix, The Daily Show with Bill Maher, explores the tension between white people who believe they live in a post-racial society and the reality of racism and white supremacy. Although the media lavished praise on the sharply written social commentary on race issues when it premiered last year, there was a widespread perception that the show was racist towards whites. That, in turn, led to a backlash against Maher for articulating the notion that it was so annoying, just to be white. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Perry Bowman. Adios.